FBI, those G-men from the deep state, raided the home of the president in exile a while back. Oh, sure, they had search warrants. Probably phony. No doubt printed on stationery stolen from some federal judge's office. All to embarrass the man who might choose to run again for the office he claims repeatedly he never lost. His followers, MAGA hats bent out of shape, and his political allies, eggs slimed on their faces, screamed bloody murder, claimed the Justice Department was politicized and weaponized. They protest too much, methinks. DOJ asked nicely 6 months ago for the classified documents Trump squirreled from White House to Mar-a-Lago to be returned. Something about felonious theft of public documents the National Archives were supposed to safeguard. Maybe they knew the guy who notoriously destroyed memos, deleted emails, and otherwise hid his activities from view might want to flush more classified documents down the toilet in his back bedroom. Must have gone through their minds when nothing they said or did can convince Team Trump to turn over those boxes of missing documents. No doubt mistakenly moved. Might have thought they were wedding pictures of the kids. Probably nothing incriminating in there. The resulting furor erupting from the Trump universe varies from a call to civil war to threats to investigate and ultimately hang the Attorney General and anyone else who authorized that search warrant once Republicans return to power. Who cares that it is a high bar to obtain a warrant for anyone, much less a former president of the United States? Who cares that the Trumpster wanted to weaponize not only the Department of Justice, but the military too? Who cares that they subjected Hillary Clinton to an endless round of investigations over email servers in Benghazi? This, though, this raid on poor, innocent Donald cannot be tolerated. Politics, the art of the absurd. Trump, in another legal setback, was ordered to show his tax returns. He'll be in New York federal court, no doubt pleading the fifth, but asking his followers for donations to help him fight against the endless witch hunt he's being subjected to. Write a check to Save America Fund, he begs. It gets increasingly harder to tell what America he and his minions are talking about. Nothing I recognize anymore.